Morton, Eliza. Loma Linda, California. April 12, 1909. Dear Sister Eliza Morton, I was pleased to receive your letter and hope to meet you in Washington for more reasons than one. You need to have an intelligent understanding of things, gained by your own observation and the impression of the Holy Spirit upon your mind. I have a great desire to see you. I dare not urge anyone, but I will say that by attending the conference at Washington, you may receive rich blessings that you can impart to others. Thus, you may increase your usefulness in the cause of God. We are about to leave Loma Linda for our journey to College View, Nebraska. I have spoken once while here. Last Sabbath, the patients and church members assembled on the beautiful grounds of the sanitarium, and I spoke to them from the 58th chapter of Isaiah. We hope that in the school established at Loma Linda, many will be qualified to go forth and impart the knowledge of truth they have here received. A quick work will the Lord do in our world, for Satan is preparing his forces to seek to overcome the remnant people who love God and keep his commandments. He points to the smallness of their numbers and flatters his followers that his larger army can outnumber the believers. We know how powerful are the hosts of Satan, but God is more powerful than they. Our risen Savior is all sufficient for our needs. We need to cultivate the meekness of Christ that we may properly represent the unpopular truth we hold. In his first epistle to the Thessalonians, Paul declares, "The gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance. As ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us, and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, with joy of the Holy Ghost." 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 5, 6. We are to remain firm in our confession of the truth, even unto persecution and death. Well, I have little time in which to write you. We are packed, ready to start on our journey again. We take the cars at San Bernardino at 11 o'clock this evening. I will close by repeating that I shall be very pleased to see you. Be of good courage in the Lord. I hope you will write to me again. I have left several letters unfinished in order to write these few lines to you.